Yes, Marla, it's Tim Carter. How are you doing today, Marla?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being so patient and waiting.
Okay. I built a new house up in northern Michigan.
Okay.
And it is a block basement. And what happened is I have one room with a crawl space. The other is all under a full basement. And the builder had left the door off the crawl space. We got some pretty high temperatures up there with humidity, and it caused extreme condensation on the walls. Well, what I told him was is I would like him, after he put it back on and turned the air conditioner on, it dried up. But I said, to be on the safe side, I want my walls dry locked before you do any finishing off down here. What I found out after the fact was that he had went ahead and framed one of the walls downstairs and put drywall up on it without dry locking it. And I told him that it needed to be dry locked because I want to be safe that I don't have any water problems down there. And what he said he would do is just put a wand on a sprayer and spray it in behind the drywall onto the block. What I have a concern of is the bag says you have to paint this stuff on. If he sprays it in, am I just wasting money and getting that done? And so I just say forget it at this point,
well,
or not?
I think it's kind of a non-issue that because, and I'll tell you why, the dry lock in if it's the same dry lock product I'm thinking of where it's a powder that you mix with water and you kind of paint it on.
Exactly, for water sealing the basement.
Right, okay, that product, unless it's changed dramatically, and I'm not aware of this, it is not a vapor retarder. Okay, there's a difference between liquid water coming through a foundation wall and water vapor. In other words, I can take you to many houses here in the tri-state area that have these older rock foundations, like right around where the radio station is. We're right down here, you know, near Mount Adams and Mount Auburn, and a lot of these basements may not leak a drop of water, but when you go down inside the basement, it's damp as can be. I mean, you can feel it. You can just like, gosh, this is a damp, you know, dank basement. Okay, well, so your issue is water vapor, not necessarily liquid water. And what happened in that crawl space, does your crawl space have a high-quality vapor retarder on the soil? You know, remember how you said he left the door off and then you got all this condensation on your basement foundation walls, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, can you remember if you looked inside the crawl space, were you just looking at dirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's just dirt, and he's just got vents around that five-block crawl.
Okay, well, here's what's happening. This happens everywhere where there's soil, and the soil's got moisture in it. The if you could see water vapor, but unfortunately it's invisible for the most part, you know how when you boil a pot of water and you see that steam coming out of the water, you know, off the top of the water, the actual, you know, the water vapor there? That's exactly what's happening with the soil all the time. In other words, just the sun and the wind and just the fact that the air up here above the soil has a lower vapor pressure, that water vapor is constantly streaming out of the soil. So if you have that builder put a vapor retarder down in that crawl space, and so long as the outside of the foundation had a damp proofing or a waterproofing on it, you know, on the outside of the whole foundation, your basement should be bone dry and never have any more condensation problems. So the answer to your question is that dry lock is not doing anything. It's not a vapor retarder, to the best of my knowledge. Unless they somehow have changed the formulation and put something in the actual dry lock, you know, to make it a vapor retarder. But boy, that would be really advanced technology. So the point is, I don't think you need to, I think you should call up the builder and say, look, forget about spraying that stuff behind the wall, and you go read Tim Carter's column on his website about vapor retarders. You know, go to askthebuilder.com, way down on the left-hand side of the column on the left, you'll see a little navigation phrase that says vapor retarders. And I talk about these really, really good vapor retarders that pass a new standard called ASTM 1745. Now, that sounds kind of complicated, but I'm just telling you, you put the, you know how you put a piece of saran wrap over some leftovers before you put them in the refrigerator so they don't dry out?
Yes.
It's the same principle. If you put this really good plastic over the soil in that crawl space, you're not going to have any more water coming out of that crawl space, you know, water vapor. And that's, and you need to have that, because let me tell you, it's going to mess up the floor underneath, you know, that's just above that crawl space. It's going to tear it up. So just tell the builder to spend the money doing that instead of putting the dry lock on.
Oh, okay.
How's that
and
sound?
What's the name of your, can you repeat your website again, too?
Well,
sorry.
That's all right. It's the name of the radio show, Ask the Builder. So you can get it tattooed on your arm if you want. No, I'm
right.
Ask the Builder, askthebuilder.com.
Okay, great.
And
thank
on the left-hand side of the page, if you go all the way to the bottom, you'll see a thing called vapor retarders. And just click that and read away.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks for calling. Good luck, Marla.